Hi, I'm Scott Miller, host of Career on Course, where our vision is in the coming months and years to interview hundreds, if not thousands, of career experts to bring to you all the details you need to make better career decisions for you. We will have piercingly insightful conversations with an occupational therapist, a software developer, a wind turbine technician, pastry chef, event planner, chief financial officer, a barber, you name it. If the career exists, I'm going to interview them and bring to you what's the day in the life look like? What are the ups and the downs? What are the interpersonal conflicts? How do you pivot out? How do you stay in? When people burn out, why do they leave? Every question you might have, I'm intending to ask a wide variety of career professionals so that this podcast can help you pick better. Let's get started with getting your career on course. Welcome to the Career on Course podcast. I'm your host, Scott Miller, and I'm also the author of the book by the same name, Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. Today's episode is focused on the top five reasons people get fired. Reason number one is they lack judgment. Reason number two is they lack self-awareness. And reason number three, today's focus, is they lack character. Now, I don't mean character as in personality. I mean character as in standards, as in your ethics. You know, I don't think most people get fired because they're thieves or they're pathological liars. I think they get fired because they lower their standards. They take liberties. They feel entitled. Who hasn't worked a 70-hour a week and then you go on a trip and it's raining and you need an umbrella and you have to buy one, but because your company won't reimburse that, you just happen to have a more expensive lunch that day? I'm not justifying that. The fact of the matter is, we've all done it, literally or metaphorically. I think where we get in trouble is when we start to get on a slippery slope. We start to justify our behavior. So-and-so is a total jerk to me, so I'm going to do this. Or, oh, it's just 50 copies, or it's just a toner cartridge. Or, you know, I don't think people get fired generally because they're thieves. Now, there are those among us, right? There are people that have generally poor character and they've misappropriated funds. It happens frequently. People get fired and prosecuted, and they should. And then there's those of us that put something on the corporate credit card and we shouldn't have, and it's against company policy, and we get in trouble for it. I've done that. I'm guilty of that. I don't think that means I have bad character. I think that means I had an entitled mindset and I showed poor judgment, that I lowered my standard. I justified it for some reason in my mind that made sense in the moment. But in the conversation with the person over finance or the chief people officer, quite frankly, I couldn't defend it. We've all been there or been close to being there. I don't think any of us admit to having bad character. I would never call myself a thief or a liar. Have I cut corners on times? Of course, I'm human. Have I told non-truths? Have I told lies? Of course I have. I'm human. But I try to associate with myself with people that have high standards because that rubs off on me. I think I'm a person of generally good character and moral compass. And I think you are too. And so if you don't want to find yourself in a situation of getting fired because you have low character, constantly ask yourself, is there a chance I am justifying this? Am I breaking the rules? Am I violating company policy? Do I need to raise my standard? Not just when people are looking, but more importantly, when they're not. If you like this episode, love to have a 5-star review from you if you think I deserve it. Happy to have you subscribe. Refer this to your friends, families, and colleagues. Our episode on the next version of this will be the fourth reason why people get fired, and that's because they don't contribute. Thanks for listening to today's Career on Course podcast. I hope you are on fire. I hope you are inspired, focused, and ready for what is next for you. Perhaps you've had some clarity on a job you need to quit. Maybe you're enlightened about a career you never even knew existed, or you have key questions answered to make you focused on your next career journey. If you found the content of this podcast helpful, I'd suggest a next great step is to read the book that I've written called Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. It's available in hardcover, print, audio, and digital anywhere books are sold. We'd love to have you dig back into more episodes and refer any family, friends, or colleagues in case they want to get their career back on course.